right. I am very excited to be playing those two songs. There's a purpose to that. And that is that there's a show coming up, and I'm not making this up. It seems too good to be true. Yes, the Pointed Sticks and the Dish Rags together are playing here in Vancouver. I'm not making this up. Isn't that crazy? So the date is Wednesday, July the 14th. You have to be there. I think I have to be there. I might be out of town, though, which has me concerned. Oh, actually, that might be one of the nights I do my shows, this show here. But anyways, okay, so the Ukrainian Hall is on Pender. Let me give you the address here. All right. 805 East Pender. And again, it's the Ukrainian Hall with the Dish Rags and the Pointed Sticks. How totally cool is that? Both bands, yes, who were huge in the late 70s. The Dish Rags were comprised of, are comprised, apparently they're still together, of three girls out of Victoria. And the Pointed Sticks are four boys out of Vancouver. Let me read to you a little bit about the Dish Rags. This is some stuff I did not know about them. So, let's see. Jade Blade, well, she was a lead singer. And she was the cousin of Chris Arnett, who was considered one of Vancouver's first, or he was in one of Vancouver's first punk rock bands, the Furies. And they played their first shows, her and a guy named Dale Powers and a drummer named Scout. And they played their show initially being considered Dee Dee and the Dish Rags. So that was it. So that was their first show, Dee Dee and the Dish Rags. Of course, the reference is their favorite Ramone, which would have been Dee Dee, of course. So that's where they got that name. And then later on, the second incarnation, more famous information or incarnation occurred. And that, let's see if I have the names. It was, of course, we got Jade Blade. And then I'm looking in my little thing here. Where are the other girls? Of course they have names. Let's give them some credit here. By the way, let me tell you before I go on, the name of the album we heard that from was a compilation. It's super famous. You have to get it if you don't have it. And if you don't, you don't want to buy it, just listen to my show. I play stuff from it all the time. It is called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 1988. There you go. And what else can I tell you? Oh, first of all, let me tell you, this station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And, okay, here we go. The Dish Rags, the lovely liner notes that are like in a serious booklet here for this compilation include information that, yes, what I just told you. Who are the other girl? What were the other girls' names? Well, we've got Jade Blade. Everyone knows her name. Anyways, there doesn't have to seem to be a band listing. Oh, hold on. No. Oh, here we go. Yeah, the Modernettes. I think I'm going to play something from the Modernettes as well right after this. But anyways, the Dish Rags. Okay, the Dish Rags. Here we go. We had I Don't Love You. Actually, Dale Powers and Scout were on that recording, which was recorded at Sabre Sound here in Burnaby. Well, there in Burnaby, pretty close by. In November of 78. And it says right here, other information I had is that the Dish Rags were like 15 to 16. Like, it's so hard for me to even fathom that. It really is. They're so cool before cool was even cool, if you know what I mean. Like, wow. Okay, so that was that. That was the Dish Rags. We heard again, hold on a second here. We heard, of course, I Don't Love You. And then from the same compilation, we heard the Pointed Sticks with one of my favorite songs. It's Real Thing. And the Pointed Sticks, they've made their resurgence in the past 3 years, 3.5 years or so. Can't believe it's been that long. So they're giving it the good old college, try, a second try, if you will. And they're doing well. So, I mean, good for them. We're going to hear Canadian music. That's the whole point of the show. We're going to continue with some more. And while I am on this kick here, I'm going to play us something from the Modernettes. Let's make sure I've got the correct listing here. So the Modernettes, the song we are going to hear is Barbara. And this is an awesome song as well. These guys fall into the same scene as the previous two bands I was mentioning. Here we go. This is Barbara from the Modernettes, and again, a band out of Vancouver from the late 70s. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Class. Good jacket, it's a good jacket. jackets, a good, 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 good 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 jackets, a good, good, good.
Do you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, history, chemistry, French, math, biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are located here on the campus of UBC. And I'm just organizing my thoughts and my music here. Let's go backwards and let's talk about what we just heard. So we just heard Hip Club Groove, and I adore these guys. They're so crazy. This was the band that, do you remember Corey and Trevor from the Trailer Park Boys? Well, this would be Corey's band. So Corey, you know, the dude with the braids from the Trailer Park Boys? Well, anyways, this is his band back in the day, back in the late 90s, sort of mid-late 90s. That was Hip Club Groove out of Halifax. The song we heard was 16 Jabs, and you can find that on this compilation, which is called More of Our Stupid Noise. Now, that band, Hip Club Groove, were actually initially part of the whole Murder Records family. The label, of course, started by the Sloan guys. Then apparently, this is what I heard, there was some sort of falling out after the fact. But so things, I don't think, ended amicably, but that's the situation there. Now, before we heard Hip Club Groove, we heard The Goblins with a song, The Good Jacket Theme, which is the first song on the Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special compilation, which was put out back in 2000 by Mint Records here in Vancouver. And that's a very good compilation. You need to get it if you can. And then we heard The Spores. Now, The Spores are a band out of Vancouver. And their heyday was like the mid-80s. So 83 to 88, and they have a re-release of their album, which is called, I have it right here, it's called News, Weather, and Spores. The song we heard was Shopping Binge, and that one was one of their later songs. That one was released back in 88. That was The Spores, and then before The Spores, so I kind of did a slight, you know, chronological ordered Vancouver punk rock scene. Before we heard that, we heard not the San Antonio Spurs, but the Vancouver Spores, the Modern Etz. The Modern Etz with the song Barbara. There you go. My name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I can't believe today seems to be it. This is summer. This is shocking, because I think yesterday it was still like 17 and overcast and gross, and today I'm like, oh, huh, I seemed confused. It was like very unusual, and this summer is just, you know, yeah, why bother talking about the weather? We all experience it, so we all know how it's been, but it's just not good. But today, I had an interesting day. I decided months ago when I got my traffic violation notice, court date notice, to take it to court. So long story short is back in October, I got myself a little speeding violation. Not speeding, but moving violation. Is that the thing? Basically, and there's a right-hand turn lane, and I decided to go straight. And I got busted. And so I decided, I was not happy. And I was like, I'm not paying $121. So as everybody seems to indicate always, the cop won't show up. So bring it to court. So I'm like, okay. So I did. I decided to, you know, battle it out in court. It's the first time I've ever been to traffic court. I don't know if you guys have ever been, but it was pretty, it was interesting. I didn't know what to expect, and I was kind of nervous. So I went downtown to like 800 Homer Street or wherever, to the Robson Square courts. And unbeknownst to me, as I walked into the first court building, I was like, all right, I'm looking for court 204, room 204. And no, nowhere. And I thought I'd left with tons of time to spare, because I kind of did. But as I wasted a whole bunch of time walking around the wrong courthouse, it turns out across the street, across, I don't know, like Smythe or whatever, is another courthouse. So I made it just in time. So I run into this like really miniaturized, like proportionally okay, but just all shrunken down tiny courtroom. Right dead on at 2:45. And I'm thinking, oh, that guy looks familiar. Like, so there were two cops there. My guy was there. So anyways, long story short is I was hoping it would just get thrown up, because it's not thrown up, but thrown out, because he didn't show, but he did. And I had to plead guilty, but with an explanation, which was kind of funny. And well, the kind judge reduced my penalty from 121 down to $60. So my suggestion to you is that if you're not happy about paying your fee that you got charged, or whatever you call it, your penalty, then good, you know, take it to court. That's your right. And that's my story. Okay, so what are we going to listen to now? By the way, my name's Anita B. This is CITR. Yes, this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, if I haven't told you. And this is where you listen to Canadian music every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. Okay, well, where was I going? Oh, yeah, $1.65. This is where I'm going. Okay, yes, I have a theme here. So I'm excited because we heard a little hip club groove, you know, Canadian hip hop, which is kind of funny in itself, but I'm getting into it. I'll be honest with you. I'm starting to embrace the Canadian hip hop. I no longer, you know, am sarcastic and mean about it, but but we'll talk about that later. But I'm going to tell you that $1.65 is playing a show, as is Kid Koala. And I'm pretty excited because they're both part of the, what's it called? The Coastal Jazz Festival, which is the TD International Vancouver Jazz Festival. Coastal Jazz? I don't know what that is. But anyways, maybe that's the website I came up with. But anyways, so we're going to hear a little Kid Koala after this. And Kid Koala, by the way, is playing Tuesday, June the 29th at 8:30 at the Commodore. So that's the situation with that. I'm currently trying to find the listing for $1.65, exactly what night he's playing. So you'll find out about that when I come back. But we have right now some $1.65 getting all queued up. And let's make sure I'm correct here. There's three CD players here. You know, life is pretty confusing in my, you know, head. I'm not the most organized person at all. If you've been listening to my show, you may know that. But, okay, here we go. This is $1.65. The album is called Situation. And we are going to hear the song Shutter Buggin'. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
What business are you in?
Vancouver.
Dog eat dog, give and take, take and give, and hands that feed a man's gotta make a living. Charcoal barbecue, station wagon, nice dream, selling cigarettes and men's magazines and ice cream. There's all kinds of hunger pains, enzymes, hormones, 500 flavors, hard drugs, and pornos. You want it, I got it. Low life, high strung. I just wanna watch the game and get fat and die young. I go to church, pay my taxes, smile nice, won't swear, don't understand your needs, and frankly, I don't care. He wants to be a cowboy, she wants to be an actress. I just want to stash some money under my mattress. Wine and candy, fine and dandy, old and proper unity. Community, be damned to see a golden opportunity. Women with hips and brains that are scrounging for tips and chains. Ships and planes, high heel shoes and whips and chains. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Mail order fantasies, glamour for shipment. Got a good eye for beauty and some camera equipment. My sister's friends call me Mr. Lens, I'm focused. The girl next door becomes a goddess like Hocus Pocus. Studio lights and bondage gear hangs on coat hooks. Descriptions of fetishes written down in some notebooks. The customer's always right, even if you say it's wrong. I don't ask questions and the girls just play along. Venus and furs, black nylon, go-go boots. There's always an exuberant mood on the photo shoots. Handcuffs and harnesses, whatever else it pleases. Plus some 8mm films with some strip teases. Two pretty girls in broad daylight, they might play fight, tie each other up if the pay's right. Senators and next door neighbors, it's a funny biz. Not saying that I like it, it's just where the money is. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash,
wash the dirty.
Flashy flash,
watch the birdie.
Trashy trash,
wash the dirty.
Tore up the rule book, fun and convention. Undone it, drew some unwanted attention. Weirdos and do-gooders, big shots and minimals. Women with serious problems and criminals. 50,000 names on the mailing list. Estimated, under attack, being tested and investigated. Juvenile delinquency, my ass, what is this shit? Fought by some of the same men that I do business with. They focus on the negatives, treating us like common crooks. I'm an artist, goddammit, they said the same thing about comic books. Who could have guessed it? Created a mob scene. The demand is undeniable, they say it's obscene. Spread eagle, American beauty, stranger and splendid. Major offended, naked as nature intended. Leaves a bad taste in some people's mouths, maybe bitter. Don't want your manure, I'm an entrepreneur, not a babysitter.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
leaves their stain. Memories of happiness kept in vain. The target tomorrow is one step beyond. For lilies of mercy lost on the pond. They cry out for freedom to the lighthouse above. They are angels of victory, peace, and love.
That's pretty cool. That is Kid Koala. And the song we just heard is right offline. It's called Battle of Heaven and Hell. And here's the situation with Kid Koala. He's got this this new sort of collaboration that's called The Slew. And that was one of the songs, the battle of heaven and hell. And what was I going to tell you about that was that you can download his newest album free right off online. So check it out. Just Google The Slew, Kid Koala. And I was loving that. I've got to play us more Kid Koala. I go through streaks, right? I go up and down with my Kid Koala-ness. And sadly, sometimes it's just that I forget. Like, there's so much Canadian music out there that I'm like, okay, you know. And I get hooked into other things. But I think I want to hear some more Kid Koala. What do you guys say? Yes, let's hear some more Kid Koala. So let's do that. This is from his MySpace page. Like I said, we just heard Battle of Heaven and Hell. So let's hear. I like this one. I like the name of it. It's called Robin Banks Doing Time. There we go. Let's listen to this one. This is Kid Koala with The Slew on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah.
We'll be right back. wars and elections, crosswords on an ending war. The black in our fingers smear their prints on every door pulled shut. Now that the last month's rent is scheming with the damage deposit, take this moment to decide. The shoulders we lean our shoulders into on the subway, mutter an apology. The shins that we kick beneath the table, that reflexive cry. The faces we meet, one awkward beat, too long and terrified. Know the things we need to say, been said already anyway, by parallelograms of light, on walls that we repainted white, sun in an empty room, sun in an empty room.
Was Sun in an Empty Room from the Weaker Thens out of Winnipeg. We're on repeat there. Okay, so that song can be found on a new compilation. It's called Manitoba Music 5. And there you go. Manitoba Music 5. The other bands on this comp are, let's see, Paper Moon. I'm trying to like see the ones that I recognize. And Paper Moon and the Weaker Thens and how about some more? No, that's about it really. I'll tell you some more people, but I don't know who they are. So there's like Old Folks Home, there's Romy Mays and like the Nods, Scott Colin. So there you go. I'm probably mentioning bands that everybody knows and I've just made myself look like a total ignorant fool, but there you go. Anyways, I am your ignorant fool host, Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. So let's find out what we listened to before the Weaker Thens there. We heard something from the band Brastronaut. Brastronaut are a band who are finding a lot of success as of late. They're out of Vancouver, so they're local. And they are a a four-piece band? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six-piece band. I knew they were more than a four-piece band. Their members are Brian Davies, Edo, I don't know, Van Bremen, Brennan Saul, Sam Davidson, Tariq Hussein, and John Walsh. There you go. That's who they are. The name of the album is Mount Chimera? Mount Kimara? I don't know. And what can I tell you about this album? Oh, yeah, it's their first release, and it is on Unfamiliar Records. And other bands who are on this label are the Japan Droids, the Paper Cranes, the Flowers of Hell, Snail House, and it was recorded here. Let's take a look here. It was recorded here at the Banff Center. They revamped some of it here in Vancouver, and it was released not long ago. And it also was nominated for a 2010 Polaris Music Prize. There you go. That's what I can tell you about Brastronaut. So, all right, let's go back and find out what else we listened to. We heard two from Kid Koala, also known as his latest incarnation is called The Slew. And go to the website, is called theslew.net, if I'm not mistaken. And you can actually download the whole album. And I loved what I heard. I'm loving these new songs. So we heard the songs Robbing Banks, and then brackets Doing Time. And then before that was The Battle of Heaven and Hell. And you can check out locally, yay, Kid Koala, who's all the way from Montreal. So he's coming to Vancouver very soon. He's playing Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, because today's already Wednesday. So Tuesday, June the 29th at the Commodore, or at 8:30. And before those couple songs from Kid Koala, we did hear Buck 65 in there. I did tell you about that already. But I will tell you, though, that Buck 65 is also playing as part of the Jazz Festival, which is what Kid Koala is as well. And Buck 65 is playing at the Commodore, as is Kid Koala. So they're both playing at the Commodore. Buck 65 is this Friday. So don't forget, this Friday, June the 25th. And again, Kid Koala is Tuesday the 29th. There you go. And do you know that Buck 65's real name is Richard Turfry? Or Richard Turfry. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. T-E-R-F-R-Y. I would think Turfry, but well, I don't know. Who knows? All right. My name is Anita B, and this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I think I told you. I don't know. I'm losing my mind. I am in the last 5 days of my work for the summer because I am a teacher, and I'm pretty happy. Yes, I am. I'm slowly but surely clearing up my stuff and getting ready for the summer. And it looks like my son, who's only 2, it looks like he will be in daycare for the summer. Yes. Part of me is like, oh, we have to pay for it, blah, 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 and I can take care of him. But in order for him to stay and keep a spot, he has to stay. So I'm like, well, it looks like I might be having a fun summer, if you know what I mean. But the other one, she's with me, the 4.5-year-old. So she will. So it's not like I'm doing nothing this summer. Imagine that. I see people without kids and I'm like, oh, that looks like fun. I remember back in the day before I had kids, you know, the things I used to do, the shows I used to see, you know, the, like, breakfasts. That's one of the things that we just don't do anymore. But, like, you know, we used to go to, like, you know, my hubby and I, at the time, he might have been my boyfriend, I don't know. But anyways, we'd go to, like, Bonds off Broadway, all hungover on a Saturday or Sunday, have our $2.99 breakfast and enjoy ourselves, you know, rolling around noon or so. Yeah, you don't do those things anymore. Let me tell you, when you have kids, that's just a memory. Ah, so keep using your birth control if you enjoy doing those things and you know. Yes. Okay. Anyways, enough about me. Let's talk about music. So this CD is still in the on-air room, which would be the Sun Parlor Players, which makes me very happy because they are one of my favorite bands as of late. These guys are, I told you this before, but they're out of Southern Essex County, which is the southernmost part of Canada, mainland Canada. These guys are actually from Leamington, Ontario. And adjacent to Leamington is Point Pelee National Park, and it juts right into Lake Erie. It's a very, very lovely place to be in the summer, and I'm actually going there in this summer. So I'll be in Windsor, so it's like a 45-minute drive from Windsor. But anyways, we're going to hear something from these guys. The name of their newish album is Wave North, and we are going to hear the first song on the album. It's called Plain Old North. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Well, I've had quite a nice long break there. That was lovely. That is new. That is Broken Social Scene. They have a new record out. It's called Forgiveness Rock Record. And the name of that song was World Sick. Now, let's see who is on this lineup. Okay. The new album. Hold on a second here. Who's on it? Okay, so, well, let me tell you a little bit about Broken Social Scene if you don't know this already. They have a core of six people. So the main sort of main people are, I will tell you, I'll just give you their last names. So Drew, Canning, Spearin, Whiteman, Goldberg, and Paroff, okay? In total, however, though, they have played with, oh God, how many people? I think I saw it someplace. Well, many more. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, like 24-ish, 22, something like that. That's crazy. And Broken Social Scene has been around since 1999, and it was initially formed by Kevin Drew and Brendan Canning. Brendan Canning has been in a few bands, notably By Divine Right. And Kevin Drew was in the band KC Accidental. Let's see. What other bands have been associated, though, with Broken Social Scene? Let's find out. Well, you've got Feist. You've got, of course, The Weaker Thans, Stars, Metric. So Emily Haynes has been associated with Broken Social Scene. Do Make Say Think. Who else? Oh, my goodness. So many. It's hard to keep. Raising the Fawn. Raising the Fawn is involved. People or one person from Raising the Fawn is. There you go. Broken Social Scene. They're awesome. You can't go wrong with them. No, you may not. No, you will not. In the world of Canadian rock, yes. Okay, so before them, we heard the Besnard Lakes. Now, the Besnard Lakes are awesome. Yes, they are. That's the first time I've played them on my show. The Besnard Lakes have a new album out. It's called The Besnard Lakes Are the Roaring Night. There's this sort of whole newish trend of bands to put together a whole bunch of words to make nonsensical sort of images or whatever. In particular, the first band to come to my mind like that would be, it'd be nice if it came to my mind. they're out of Victoria. I play them all the time. All the time. I feel like there's a frog in the name. Oh my God. Who am I talking about? What is wrong with me? Oh my God. I'm losing my mind. You know, that band, the Caravan Haulers are breaking the backs of the Tomorrow MC Haulers. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? I play them all the time. Anyways, yeah, I've just drawn a blank. Of course I did. And then, you know, the minute I turn off this mic, it'll come to me. I know. But anyways, a lot of bands are putting, like, for example, the name of that song, as I mentioned, from the Besnard Lakes is, check this out. Here we go. They are, it's called Like the Ocean, Like the Innocent Part 2. The innocent. So, like the ocean, like the innocent. Part 2, The Innocent. That's the name of that song that we heard, the Besnard Lakes. Anyways, before that, the Sun Parlor Players, the names of their songs are very straightforward, very simple. We heard North from their album, Wave North, yes. We have about 10 more minutes before 8 o'clock rolls around, which ends my show, which, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and my name is Anita B. I should tell you that Val is not coming in. Val Cormier, she got stuck, it sounds like, in some sort of, like, work meeting or something that she can't get out of. So I am going to attempt to play a podcast of hers if I can figure it out. I don't know if I can. I'm not technologically inclined. Anyone who knows me knows that that's not really news, I know, but I try. I don't know, it just seems like technology, like if you looked at a line graph, if you had me and then you plotted my advancement in a technological sense and then the rest of the world's advancement technologically speaking, the graph of the one is really steep and mine's like the flatter one. We don't really jive. I do try. Anyways, okay, enough of that. But so Val is not coming in, so I will hope that I successfully fill in the space between 8 and 10 with some of her music.
fingers are crossed. I'm hoping I don't have to put a CD on random repeat or whatever, but we'll see. Okay, so like I said, 10 more minutes of Canadian music. I have enjoyed my time here. I was away last week, or sorry, 2 weeks ago, because I'm only here every second week. And as I was telling Bryce, our, not the music director, but our programming guy, the programming head honcho here, 2 weeks ago, I was suffering from a condition called hand, foot, and mouth disease. Yes, I know, it's lovely. Look it up on the internet. It's not as scary as it sounds. But it was pretty freaky. It was pretty freaky, yeah. I'm healed, and I didn't pass on my weird cooties to anyone else, so that's good. But there you go. Okay, more Canadian music. Let's talk about that. Oh, yeah, I got the new Pornographers right here. I got the new Pornographers, and the album is called Together, and what song shall we hear? How about we hear song number 2? It's called Crash Years. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I shall be back in 2 more weeks. And until then, enjoy your Canadian music, and happy early summer. It's finally summer, so I hope you all enjoy the best of hopefully what God will give us. I don't know. I have no clue what we're going to get. Anyways, this is the new Pornographers. Whoa. No, this is...
Like party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing, guess you better find your way back home.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Enchanted Evenings Concert Series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver. The series runs from July 9th to September 3rd every Friday evening. Come and enjoy a diverse array of world music while sampling food selected specifically to complement the music. Of the series' 9 concerts, the first 4 are in July.
On July 9th, the series kicks off with the Birds of Paradox, combining Western Chinese and Indian music. Delana Gail Bowen with her sultry blues, jazz, and gospel on July 16th, Ocean of Sound with their percussion-based music on July 23rd, and the Vancouver Piano Ensemble on July 30th.
Tickets are $20 and $18 for garden members. A season's pass is only $135, with a savings of $45.
For tickets and information, call 604-662-3207, extension 210, and visit VancouverChineseGarden.com for a full listing of upcoming concerts. The Enchanted Evenings Concert Series at the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Classical Chinese Garden in Vancouver, every Friday from July 9th to September 3rd.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That is right. CITR is the place to be, and that's where we